It's been running for nearly 2 years, a hidden gem offering the community a cut price menu made from surplus food supermarkets, local shops and residents would otherwise throw away. The Master Mix Cafe is based in Portland Drive and a very busy head chef, Neil Dunlop, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you for joining me. We've had a few problems this morning, but we got there in the end, didn't we?
Now, yeah.
Neil, many of us open the fridge door of an evening, we see a few tired old carrots lurking at the back and wonder what on earth we're going to fashion for dinner. That's what you do for a living now, don't you?
That's pretty much what I do, yeah.
And you create a menu from what's donated. Tell us about the idea behind the cafe.
Okay, well, it's kind of a way of cutting food waste and the menu changes every day, so the quality of our food is really good actually for a community cafe, and we really want to just encourage more people to come and try it for themselves. We get some really decent ingredients actually.
You do. You get donations though, don't you? If we just give people a background of how it all happens, the donations come from Fair Share, don't they? And they distribute excess food that's donated by local shops and supermarkets and residents, is that right?
Yeah, so...
And what sort of food is donated, Neil?
So we get all sorts really. I've had fillet steak before, things like lamb, you know, really good cheeses and... Like, we do roasts on a Sunday, on a Saturday rather, sorry, we're not open on a Sunday. But we have, we're basically able to provide, like, really good quality food at an affordable price.
And basically, you sell the excess, even charity allotments, that if there's spare produce. Because I heard that somebody actually gave you a donation of apples from their tree and it got turned into apple crumble.
Yeah, I mean, we just basically use food that's destined for waste in all our recipes. So we work with local partners such as allotments and with national partners, Fair Share, and that keeps our prices low.
Yeah.
And we're just addressing the food waste challenge, really.
And you were actually one of the original trainees at Jamie Oliver's restaurant, 15. You've also worked in hotels, you've worked at the Ivy. How easy is it for you to translate what you learned in those places to this kind of enterprise that you're doing now?
It is a challenge, but obviously I just take everything that I've learned in all the places I've worked.
Yeah.
And I'm able to create some pretty good food.
And what's the most creative thing you've actually come up with on the menu so far, would you say?
Like a couple of weeks ago, people were just donating marrows, for instance. It's like, I've never really kicked with marrow, if I'm honest, but I was ended up just doing, like, different marrow curries, like, really good ones. Some fresh breads, fresh pizzas, because we've had good mozzarella, good parmesan donated.
Yeah.
That
sounds brilliant. I mean, marrows as well. Yeah, you've got to kind of have some experience. I could give you a recipe for stuffed marrow, actually.
Okay, that'd be good.
But it's interesting when you have to fashion something out of produce that you haven't used before. Tell us who works at the Master Mix Cafe, Neil.
So we've got like 30 volunteers that work for us that do 80 hours a week in total.
And what sort of people are they?
We've got retired individuals who work in who want to work in some capacity, full-time workers who want to give back to the community. We've got quite a few people with learning difficulties who are looking to gain experience in the hospitality business for
future
jobs.
That must be quite rewarding to teach those people how to work in a kitchen.
It definitely is, actually, yeah.
How challenging was that in the beginning to do?
Sorry, what was that?
How challenging was that to do in the beginning when you first did that?
In the beginning, it was a challenge, but as you get to know them and you see what they're capable of, it's quite surprising, actually. It's almost like they sort of start to come out of themselves, and I've been really impressed with a lot of them, actually, like how great they are.
Yes. And you say it was challenging at the beginning. I'm just thinking also, what you're doing is serving the community. You're helping to eradicate food waste, which is a massive problem globally. You must have witnessed food waste yourself in your catering career.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do, one of the last jobs I had before I came here, I was making the food for, like, I'm not going to say who it is, but big companies up in London.
Yeah.
And we're making enough for like 1,500 people a day. And basically, for about an hour at the end of each day, we were just the stuff that came back. So it all goes out in vans, goes and gets served up in like a kind of buffet almost, like service. And you know, at the end, we're just throwing it all back. About 40% of it comes back a day, basically. Spend about an hour each day throwing it all in the bin.
That's awful. I also read somewhere or other that you have a story about caviar. You don't have to mention the company.
Yeah, it was just before the credit crunch, actually. It was a big event at Madame Tussauds, and it was like they were watching the Rugby World Cup, and we just spent all week like grating eggs and for the caviar. It's like an accompaniment for caviar, and then it just all went out, and it's almost like a showpiece.
Yeah.
At the end, we just threw it all in the bin. So yeah, I mean, it is bad, the food waste, and it's kind of like when you're doing big events, it's just a standard thing.
Yes.
In catering, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just a norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole point of talking to you is to get people to know that you exist and what you do and where you are. So for listeners who are interested, give us a bit of a rundown. How much does a typical breakfast or lunch cost at the cafe?
So breakfast, off the top of my head, I think it's £4.75.
Yeah.
And the lunch, we do a Merston mix every day, which is £3.50, which is like basically a different dish each day. It changes. And two other main meals for £4.75.
That's very good value.
We've got a roast on Saturday, like this week. It was free-range chicken, homemade Yorkshire puddings, homemade gravy, and, you know, all the trimmings.
Yeah.
And that was £5.95.
That's good.
And we've just got, like, your standard, you know, kind of cafe menu as well, you know, like jacket potatoes, paninis, and all the rest of it.
And sandwiches. Basically, your cooked meals cost up to £5, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Which is a really good value for money, because some regular cafes, they might charge close to that for just a regular sandwich. That's pretty good. What's on the menu today, Neil, by the way?
So on the menu today, I've got a vegetarian rendang curry. I've got a free cheese macaroni cheese with fontina cheese, fresh mozzarella, and gouda, with a pangrattata bacon breadcrumb topping, and I've just got like chicken pie, broccoli, mash and gravy.
Oh, that sounds really
homemade
good.
Chicken soup as well.
Oh, that sounds lovely. You're serving delicious, affordable food to the community and helping to reduce food waste. Very well done, Neil. Let's hope you get more people through the door in the future. And thank you so much for joining me with a pretty unpleasant line, but we got there in the end.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't really hear you, but yeah, thank you very much.
Not at all. You're very welcome. That was Head Chef Neil Dunlop. I hope you heard that okay. We have had some problems with the line this morning. No point in saying otherwise. The Merston Mix Cafe is located at 2A Portland Drive, and for full opening hours and more details, go onto their website. Just type in the Merston Mix Cafe and it'll all come up. Or you can call them 01737 645 244.